dare you break them. Welcome everybody to episode 673 of RP Grinders, the first show of 2022, and we're breaking it in by fucking up the intro this time, not the outro. So,
take that intro.
I mean, the intro was unscathed all year long, but
break last year's record of making Slager upset. There wasn't an end of year episode last week.
You know what's funny is, Breakman, I want to so badly exile, and I can't for another couple weeks, which is just atrocious.
So who did you want me to exile?
Yourself, sir. Yourself.
I guess I could do that. I'm not sure how that would work, though.
Just say
you
it.
You want me to, like, go stand in front of a mirror and do it?
Or yeah, something? Say you're exiled, but to yourself.
Oh, I know. I could do it like they do in those, like, comedy shows and stuff. Like, I'll be the lawyer and the defendant. Like, I'll get out of the defendant seat and go stand as the lawyer and point at myself and then run back in the seat and act like the victim.
This has been the worst couple of weeks of my life, not being able to exile on the show, at least the past two shows. But hopefully these next two shows will go by real quick, and then we'll be back to normal and, you know, all that good fun stuff. So anyways, guys, gentlemen, how was your week? Eric, how was your week, man?
It was all right.
What about you?
I took today off.
Break.
He took today off. I'm jealous.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you take today off for me, too?
Because I learned it was going to snow, and it did.
No.
Oh, how much snow did you get there? Did you get much?
We got enough that probably lasts at least 2 days if it doesn't keep snowing.
Mm.
Yeah.
We got like a little dusting of that like storm that they said was going to hit everybody and stuff. We got less than an inch, less than a half inch, really.
Okay. We got two snowstorms that added up to about a foot total. But it's almost gone. You can drive on the streets now, and it's, you know, it was beautiful today. 60 degrees, sun was shining, just awesome. But let's get this party started with the news, shall we?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up, sir.
From RPG site, we've got some news on sales numbers of Shin Megami Tensei V. It recently surpassed 800,000 units sold worldwide.
Yeah, this is cool news.
So it's inching its way towards the million mark.
Yeah. Wyan says no snow where he's at, just bitch-ass cold. I like the way you put that, Wyland. It was cold for a few days, and then all of a sudden today, 60 degrees and beautiful, snow's melted on the streets, at least the major streets. Some of the side streets still have some snow, but otherwise it's gorgeous today. So, anything
and,
else?
It says that here that it's part of the article, but this is something I could have talked about earlier, but there's apparently a recent data mine someone made, and it suggested that the game might also be coming to PlayStation 4 and PC.
I wouldn't.
Apparently, there was a leak last year for the GeForce Now presentation, I guess, that happened a while back. Hmm.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, there's a history of games being time exclusive on the Switch and then.
It would really help
PS4.
The game's performance if it played at 60 frames on the PS4, because it's not as if the game's bad, but it could be a lot better.
Shin Megami Tensei 5?
Yeah, I think Unreal Engine is just too much for the Switch to handle, and the game's barely running on a frame rate that's acceptable.
I gotcha.
Because sometimes it will dip even lower than the 30 target that it almost never reaches.
Yeah, it's definitely graphics intensive for sure. So, Eric, I'm sorry, break. Next story.
Oh, you mean you don't want him to do mine too? Damn it. Okay, coming to us live from RPG Site. Nobody Saves the World launches on January 18th for PC, Xbox, and Xbox Game Pass. I immediately want to know more. So, like, do they fail to save the day, or is it like everyday mundane jobs and tasks?
I think it might be more like everybody saves the world, because no one buddy saves the world.
Okay.
You know what? You're always that antagonistic, break. You're always the one that's like. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the provocateur.
Your character is literally named Nobody. That's why.
Okay. That's fine, I guess. 2D action RPG where a character named Nobody saves the world by taking on various forms and combining abilities.
Well, I guess he's called Nobody because he's nobody. He's a spirit. So you possess people and stuff.
If this is the first you've heard of the game, Nobody Saves the World is our take on an action RPG. You start as a little baby thing called Nobody, but soon you gain the ability to take on more and more forms. You start as the little baby thing. I'm looking at Adam's Family, the little baby thing. That's what I was thinking of.
I'm looking at this, and it kind of reminds me of Binding of Isaac.
Yeah, it sort of looks like that, but like a cutesy...
Oh, Cousin It's what I'm thinking of, never mind.
Yeah. Less gross version of that game.
Yeah, yeah, it looks really good. These are the same people that did Guacamelee, so Drinkbox Studios. So it looks very charming. On
January 18th.
Kind of weird that it's an Xbox exclusive, because they've never really done anything Xbox exclusive for. They used to be just mostly Sony.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and then they like move on to other platforms.
Yeah. Anything else on this?
I want less and less console exclusives so badly. I want that future to end.
I do too, man.
The games I want.
I agree.
This game is coming to Game Pass, and it's coming out in like 2 weeks.
Looks real pretty. So, yeah. I mean, I think it looks charming and fun. And
it looks like something we should try.
Yeah, exactly. It does. It really does. So, speaking of something...
Hopefully it's not as hard as Binding of Isaac is.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of something that we should try, this comes to us from RPGsite.net. 2D Souls-like action RPG Watcher Chronicles launches for Steam on January 19th. So, it's going to be priced at $20, either euros or dollars. With a launch discount of 20% during the first week, so if you're an early adopter, you catch a small break. Looks like a little brawler, you know, type game. So
I want to play it, but like it's PC only. So
yeah, definitely. Really. Yeah, maybe later.
It looks like a kind of game that I might be able to play, but I don't want to take that chance. Asking a review code now.
Yeah. Yeah, that. I mean, you never know. These games that don't look super intensive, Eric, I mean, can be kind of some of the worst just because of the coding and, you know what I mean? Like you don't want to fuck with it. But here's some of the features. Fast skill-based combat, large interconnected world, local co-op multiplayer, powerful magic, unique weapons, robust streamlined RPG system, relentless bosses... and New Game Plus. So there's quite a few things going for this game. It's from Third Spear Game Studios. Hopefully they'll port it over to at least the Switch, and hopefully...
I'll play a cartoony-looking Souls game.
Yeah, why not? It looks kind of fun. Probably hard, but fun. All right, Eric, let's hope this next game is... Oh, I know this next game's going to be fun if it ever gets here, but Eric, next story.
Next story is Dragon Quest X Offline has been delayed. And I can't imagine why, because of all the crap that's going on in the world right now. But summer 2022, I guess it was supposed to come out earlier, but I didn't even know it had a release date until now. I guess it was supposed to come out next month. I'm 27 or 6.
This is where they made all the characters look chibi instead of like the way that they looked in the online game, right?
Yeah.
I think that's... I mean, God, I wanted to play 10 so bad. I mean, I would have went so far as to play...
But you don't play MMOs.
I know. You didn't hear me out. I said I would have checked this one out for sure. What were you going to say, Break?
I don't even remember. I was just gonna say, like, God, what's so bad about the chibi design?
They had a hot
same gameplay,
hot cartoon devil.
Really matters.
Hot cartoon devil is what I was watching in Dragon Quest X on some of the videos, and that's what I wanted. I don't want this chibi shit, man. Come on. I mean, leave that to Final Fantasy Chronicles or something.
All right, whatever.
Frank is a toxic masculine gamer.
Oh, yeah. I'm so toxic. So toxic.
Shooting guns everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Look,
before Mega Man powered up, like, before I played it, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I hate this. Like, this is going to be terrible. And then, you know, I think it's one of the greatest games ever made now, obviously. Like,
I'm not saying this is going to be a terrible game.
I'm saying, like, you just give it a try first.
I'm going to try it if it ever comes here.
It's gameplay, even if you don't like the House of Mine.
Oh, my
God. You're going to try it because it's Dragon Quest season.
Of course. Of course. I'm a Dragon Quest whore.
If he could, he'd put it in a needle and stick it in his veins.
That's
like
right.
Heroin, you know?
You're damn right. Dragon Quest. Great. Oh, I don't know. I've heard...
swear, instead of getting an NFTs, why don't you just invest in heroin and, like,
have oh, God.
A branded heroin
shop? Dragon Quest Dragon Quest branded heroin, sign me up. I'll shoot up right now. Online.
This is metal slime. This shit will knock you on your
That's
ass.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like...
What's up, Freak Five?
They'll put, like, a little keychain thing on the shot so you can know it's a Dragon Quest thing, and then they'll give you, like, a poster or something after you get the shot.
Right. Right. Oh, my God. This is...
We'll give you an NFT.
Right. Oh, an NFT.
Basically, yeah, that's what a poster is.
An NFT. I'm not a fan of NFTs, by the way, just to let you guys know. So, you know.
I think nobody is.
All right. Let's see. Who did this?
Frank
okay.
is a fan of cryptocurrency, so all we need is slime coin now.
Oh,
right?
God. Give me a slime coin. Take my money right now. I need the metal slime ones. All right. Breakman, next story, please.
Just open your wallet up and just throw it at
yep.
him. Like, come on,
right in the mouth. Here we go. All right, break.
Coming
next story.
Live from RPG site, Mary Skelter 2 launches on January 13th for PC. Gaslight. That'd be a bad name for a studio.
Gaslight.
Ghost might as well be Gaslight because their products are never good.
I know.
Ouch. Ghostlight has announced Mary Skelter 2 launched on PC on January 13th, which is exactly what I just fucking said.
Yes, exactly.
The dungeon crawler will be priced at $34.99 American dollars, $29.99 euros, or £27.99 pounds, with a 15% discount for the first week of sale. I like when they do that.
Wyland says NFT, not Frank token.
That's why Frank hates it. Like, no, don't take my token away.
Freak just sent out a tweet. I don't know what the tweet
is.
Don't
take my weed away from me.
I know. Don't you dare take my weed away from me. I don't have anything in this life but my weed. Damn it.
Oh, he sent us food. What is this? Let me see.
Oh, my God.
Beans, corn. Oh, I love more corn muffins.
If Japan didn't have such a big problem with drugs, they legalized marijuana, and they'd have probably – Square could do –
Oh God!
Medical marijuana.
Oh my God! He got this from
really
famous Dave's.
Problems in Japan about things like drugs or infidelity, stuff like that.
Yeah.
End your career, Dad. Like, yeah. Anyway. But anyway, so let me see here. We have some chicken leg. It looks like.
Oh my
corn,
God! He got the famous Dave's platter.
Bread and some beans.
Where did he go?
Is that ribs? I think.
No, he went to Famous Dave's. Oh my God!
I've never heard of that.
Oh God, it's awesome. They have good baked beans there. The
like
ribs,
the Midwest place.
Got ribs. Oh my God! God damn it, Freak Five. Now I want to go to Famous Dave's after the show. Ugh, gonna cost me
is
some
it like
damn
apple
money.
Applebee's, but good.
No, it's like a barbecue place, man, and it is really good. It's man, they got some good.
The only
barbecue.
Good thing I liked from Applebee's was their pomegranate. Wine or yeah, I think it was like some type of wine or something, and their apple butter blondie.
Oh God,
like brownie
yeah.
thing.
Yes, that is the best.
But the problem with that one is only sold at certain locations. It's not sold at the one that I have.
Oh my god! They used to call it. They used to call it the maple blondie. Now they call it the pecan blondie. But it's the same thing, and it's awesome. It is awesome. The piece for four is a good deal. It is Freak Five. I think I'm going to get that right after the show. I'm getting. God damn it, Freak Five! Why do you have to do that? Like, get us all fucking hungry like during the show. Couldn't wait till the end. Had to go all the way.
All right, okay.
Did you get a takeout or something? Because ribs, brisket, you got it on this pretty average looking plate.
Oh my god, it looks. I mean, it looks amazing. It is amazing. I know. I love Famous Dave's barbecue. It's awesome.
He probably Grubhubbed it, didn't he?
Grubhubbed it. All right, you done with that story, break?
Yeah.
Okay, I get final story of the evening, and it is post-apocalyptic RPG Showa American Story, or Showa, I don't know how you pronounce that, Showa. Eric. Showa, okay. Announced for PS5, PlayStation 4, and PC. It's post-apocalyptic RPG. Ooh, this is interesting. Mixed Japanese-American society. Also described as, quote, an enthusiastic love letter to the 80s pop culture that features a strong taste of B-movies. What's that?
It's alternate history.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it looks interesting. They did an announcement trailer, and this is the first I've seen it. I've heard of this game, but I think it looks good. I mean, I don't see anything super wrong with it. I mean, it's got all the elements. You know, it's like... you know, it sort of reminds me of a really like cool post-apocalyptic action RPG with guns and knives and swords. And are they zombies in here? I don't know what's going on in here, but it looks like maybe like a zombie post-apocalyptic type deal. But really cool. Nice little aesthetic.
This is a Japanese company, so this might be their take on Fallout.
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool. Well,
but in the Showa era instead of the Heisei era, or I guess that would be.
I give them credit for trying something a little bit different. This looks kind of cool, you know. So. I guess it's a new game to check out. I don't know when it's going to come here, but, you know, it's a fast-paced, exciting, strategy-based combat. I mean, it looks more like an action RPG than anything to me, but they say strategy-based, so, you know.
Well, I mean, maybe it's like I got a mix of action and turn-based or something.
Yeah,
say strategy-based, like, I think of, like, the Fallout combat. Like, you can play it in real time, or you can pause the combat and aim for a specific leg, like, limbs or head or something
like
that.
I don't know if it's that break, but it does have a lot of those type of... Like, the aesthetic definitely reminds me of a Fallout-type game. So, I mean... You can't go wrong with that, right, Brake? I mean, it's got to be pretty decent, pretty cool. I mean, I think it's a good effort so far from what I've seen on the video. This is the first I've seen of it, so I mean, I'm down to at least, like you said, give it a try, Brake. You know, I mean, oh look, it even's got the nuke at the end. So you can see the full trailer Showa. What is it? ShowaAmericanStory.com. If you want to check it out, so there you go. All right, that is the news for the week, so not a lot, which is always cool. Freak says, if Frank doesn't have the munchies, he might save half the feast for... How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you? He could probably finish a feast of four by himself. Well, I could without even smoking weed. How about that, Freak 5? Wyland says he just did an endurance arcade tower run in UMK3+. That's cool.
Wait, you could do a feast for four without pot? So, like, if you smoke pot, like, you'd go out in public and, like, close down a grand buffet or something?
Probably, man.
Wow.
No, I look, the feast for four is huge. I probably couldn't finish that thing.
Frank's coming, they put the close sign up real quick. Like, no.
We have no more food for you.
That's enough food for probably 4 days worth of
shut dinner. Down the like Golden Corral when I go and they're like, oh shit, here he comes. Everybody, close the blinds. You know? All right. Any homie discounts that anybody knows of? I know there's a massive PlayStation sale going on now. It's most of the same.
It's the same sale, but yeah. It's going on until the 19th.
Yeah, same
and
sale.
Xbox extended their sale. Not all the sales have returned, but most of the sales for bigger games.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not nothing new that I've seen. I really looked at
Nintendo. And Nintendo has a sale going on that's around, that plays out until the 16th, I think.
Weiland says, it says all you can eat, not eat all you can. Freak says Frank gets high in bankrupts buffets. I mean, you know, if the shoe fits.
Man on the place.
How dare you guys? I'm not that fat. I mean, I'm fat, but not that fat.
I never said you were fat. I just said you could eat a lot when you're high. That wasn't even trying to imply.
Yeah, how dare you?
And Pac-Man implies you just eat everything and say, not that you're fat.
Yeah, like competitive eaters aren't fat.
How dare
speaking.
You?
I mean,
how
there
dare
are some
you?
That are. But...
How dare you?
I mean, like, you know, that chestnut guy always wins. He's not that guy.
Yeah, he's not that fat. I mean, he's fat, but not that. See, that's me. So...
Oh, okay.
You know. All right.
Just not fat. Just kind
of
fat.
Okay. Breakman, can I play your music for the first of the year or no? Oh. All right, Breakman, what do we got?
Dear Breakman, this one actually came to us last year on Christmas Eve because I assume we thought we were going to do a show.
The cowbell has a name now?
Now it does. I just thought of it.
Calbert?
We got Harmony the harmonica and Calbert the cowbell.
Yeah.
So he says, anyway, hashtag ask Breakman. Which is worse, a waffle made out of penis or a penis made out of waffle?
Well, the waffle made out of penis for sure.
That last one
would be awful. I'd rather have a waffle made out of penis. I mean, a penis made out of waffle than a penis. You know what I'm trying to say. You know,
it's just like
I don't think I do.
At the end of the day, it's still a waffle, right? The one that's shaped like a penis.
A waffle made out of penis would be gross.
The other one would just be flesh and sick.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. See that the one that's made out of penis is going to be like there's penis that's been cut up and
yeah, exactly.
Waffle-ized and stuff.
Ew, okay.
Or you got a man with a waffle attached to his. Right. Or what does this penis shape like? Or is it like a waffle shaped like a penis?
Oh my god, Breakman, you're putting too much thought in this, man.
I'd have to wonder what went horribly wrong for that waffle to take that shape, though.
Oh god.
I mean, if you have a waffle for a penis, would you like be afraid to getting blowjobs? Because I'd imagine like women would line up for that, but wouldn't you be afraid they might bite?
But you should have syrup then.
Pour a little syrup on there.
When I say they'd line up, I mean it's because you know. A penis tastes like a waffle instead of a penis. I mean,
oh god, you're putting way too much thought. Just take the question for what it is. Jesus, guys, wow.
I guess I'm saying women line up for waffles.
So what you're saying, Breakman? A waffle penis NFT.
I wish
says.
There was a place that was like Waffle House, but good. But like,
I like Waffle House. Well,
people say that's International House of Pancakes, but that's not really great either.
I like their food, but
I like
IHOP. Waffle House is great at 2 a.m. when you've just got kicked out of a club and you're drunk as shit. Like, Waffle House is good.
Yeah, Waffle House, not too bad. Not too shabby. And cheap.
It goes great with beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whiskey or whatever you're drunk
right. with. Mixed drinks, whatever, you know. All right, anything else, Breakman?
I want to know how did he get his waffle turned into a penis or his penis turned into a waffle? It's like this a particular guy that you know or something like that. Or
I mean, with Goldmember, we know it was a smelting incident. What
would it call a tragic waffle iron incident.
Wyland with his waffle penis NFT, man. Can you imagine that? Somebody create that for RP Grinders, a waffle penis NFT. Let's sell it. We could make lots of money.
Imagine somebody trying to explain that in the hospital. Like, why were you naked and trying to make waffles?
We could just call it an NFT and it's really just a JPEG.
Yeah, exactly. A JPEG of a waffle
like
penis.
Guy, it's like the guy from a few weeks ago who accidentally tripped and fell on the bomb, you know, naked. Same with the waffle guy. He was on waffles naked. No, just because he tripped and his penis fell on the waffle maker. It just, that's how it happened.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anything else, Breakman?
That's it.
All right. Let's move on to.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Really, just the same stuff as I was playing last year. Still playing Breath of the Wild. I beat another one of those bosses, and I found most of the memories. I looked online to see how many shrines there are, and there's 120, and I've had about 95, 96 of them right now.
Wow. So that's impressive, Break, doing it on your own. That's really impressive.
I'm about to stop doing it on my own here and start cheating like hell. Because there's 25, 24 left, and I'm trying to think. I think I've got 8 clues to some riddles to solve, but that leaves, you know, several more that I don't know where they're at, so I might have to cheat.
One thing I hope the sequel does improve on is quest rewards need to be more substantial.
Yeah.
They give you junk for doing like the side quests and stuff. Like, here's 50 rubies,
or like even some food would be nice.
Like bitch, you just sent me into a tribe of Hopkin. What are they? Moblins or
Moblins.
Yeah,
those goblins.
Bow goblins. Yeah, those. You just sent me to fight a horde of those and kill them, and you come back. I come back to you, and you give me 50 fucking rupees. You son of a bitch!
I should burn your town down. Become evil, Link.
You spend the money in the game. A ruby reward would be nice, but more than 50 would be better.
Yeah, way better.
Considering how much money you're going to spend on upgrading your armor.
I've been doing that, and also been getting around in the winter has been a lot easier since I found somebody that sells like winter clothing. Thank you, God. And then you get to the desert, and it's like, oh, it's cold. Wait, it's hot. It's cold. It's hot. Like, you fucking choose a fucking setting. Whatever. Just stop complaining.
Yeah, that's the thing about the desert. It's like super freezing at night. It's super hot at day.
Yeah, like he's about to pass out in one moment, and the next he's freezing to death. Like, you son of a bitch, I just gave you something to resist the heat. Now you're cold? Well, here's some cold stuff. And 10 minutes later, he's fucking hot. Like, goddamn you son of a bitch.
Yeah. All right.
I love, like, the environments of this world. Just
It's kind of cool. It's
everywhere you go.
It's a nifty, like pay attention to detail type game. I will say it's a great game. Would you say it's like top five all time right now, Blake?
I think it really is. It is so amazing of a game. Yeah. I mean, it's got its problems, but what games don't?
Right. I mean, there's no perfect game.
My biggest problem with it was might be the rain more than the weapon breaking. I don't know. Might be the weapon breaking, but the rain. God damn it!
Rain causes havoc, man.
There are times I'm trying to do something and then it starts raining. I'm like, no, wait, I just need to get up to the top of that cliff. Fuck. I guess I'll sit here and wait for it to stop raining.
Yep.
Or the time I need to light some fires and it started raining on me. Like, there's the blue flames you're supposed to light. Yeah. Get the blue flame going. I put my torch under it, get it about to run over light one of the first lanterns, starts raining. Then I have to sit there and wait for it to stop raining.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And I've been playing more Halo Infinite, and this is another game I also haven't beat yet, and I'm not really trying to rush towards the ending because I'm still exploring and quite enjoying finding, like, just new stuff, new interesting stuff. I found I think my favorite Halo Easter egg now.
Ooh.
And this one, it's a arcade machine of Halo Infinite, but the reason I love it so much is it plays a chiptune version of the Halo theme.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, this is pretty fucking awesome. I love this. I found some other dumb Easter eggs, like stuffed dolls and shit, but the arcade machine was pretty slick. I'll say.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, there's still tons of like hidden stuff that I'm trying to find. So yeah. Not rushing through it. I'm just enjoying it.
Cool.
Loving these open world, just new takes on old experiences, you know?
Yeah.
With Zelda and Halo.
I'm not big on open games, but like Zelda proved you could do it right, and apparently yeah. Now Halo Infinite and a couple others. You know, I guess I like the smaller open world games than the huge ones. You know, because I get confused on what to do. You know, they're just like, for instance, what was it, GTA 4? That game was just too.
No, the GTA 4, not so much 4, but more like GTA. San Andreas had ridiculously
huge. Yeah, just big, yeah. You know. And it's like, I don't know, there's just way too much to do, and not enough time to do it all. You know, and I just get discouraged. I really don't know what to do in those games at all. But games like Breath of the Wild, you know, I there's definite, like, anything you can see, you can get to, and it's a joy to play.
And
like,
mostly interact with, too, which yeah. is another thing that always bothered me in the GTA games, is they'd have tons of buildings all over the place, but you never go in any of the buildings, and the ones you can go into would usually be empty, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there isn't a place in Zelda where I've gone where, like, I can't go inside, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or in Halo, there hasn't been a place where I haven't been able to, like, go in and look around in the open world environment. Well, I mean, I have come across locked doors. I shouldn't say that, but
yeah.
But
yeah.
I can go there. I can head to it. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's such a cool game. You know, games like that are really cool. Just good stuff. You know. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more. SMT5 a little bit, and I played a little bit of Shovel Knight Pocket Dungeon. That game's hard. It's a hard ass puzzle game. I need to play a little bit more to see whether or not I want to get a bit of a fairer review, because I need to see more what the game has to offer. I'm playing a little bit more Sekiro. I put it on hold to play La Mulana 2. Because I'm at the end, I have to fight Ishin again. I'm probably gonna need a whole day to do that. So
yeah,
is it a long fight or just hard?
Just hard.
Hmm.
Then I have to try implementing a strategy to not have to replay the game 4 times. Yeah. Where you see, because of the way that. Microsoft handles cloud saves. You can't exactly copy it to like a SD card and get away with it that way. It'll just load the cloud save instead. So what you have to do is you have to get the achievement for the ending, which means seeing the ending and then seeing the credits roll, and then hitting the home button, going to the game, going to the settings for your game, and manage game saves and stuff like that, and delete the save off of your hard drive. Which quit outs the game, and then you can load the game back up from the point where you can make your choice, because the game lets you do that.
Not a pain in the ass at all.
I know, it doesn't sound difficult or anything.
It's much more convenient on the PS4 where you can just copy it to a USB drive, or if you're playing on a PC, you can just copy your save file somewhere else.
Yeah. All right, what else? Eric, anything else?
That's really it.
All right. I played a little bit of Phoenix Rising. You want to talk about like kind of a contained open world game? Phoenix Rising is that. It's cool. It reminds me in a lot of ways of Breath of the Wild, but you know, it's not as good. It's still very good. You know, it's an open world Ubisoft game, but you know, I like the humor in it. The writing's pretty good, and you know, just I'm taking my time with it. I'm going, you know, just taking little chunks of the game at a time, kind of soaking it in. I think we as gamers just like to rush through things sometimes and not like appreciate what's in front of us a lot of times. And I'm just taking it all in, you know, just
good, you know, good. That's what I'm doing too. Like, yeah. These games are so fantastic that I'm just like, I'm enjoying the experience. So
Yeah.
Wow. There's a story in Twitter for or Twitter story in chat for you.
What's that?
Wow.
You want to explain it? Go ahead.
It's a review, or it's a kind of a synopsis of the movie The Package on Netflix. A guy accidentally cuts his dick off when he is airlifted out of the woods where him and his friends are camping. His friends find out that the cooler they sent with him wasn't the cooler that had his penis in it.
Oh, wow.
Whoops.
The Package. Wow. How does one accidentally... How does one accidentally cut off their penis? That's an interesting question. I guess I have to watch the movie, but...
So his friends are trying to get the penis to him before it's too late to be reattached.
Oh, wow. God. It gives new meaning to the song Detachable Penis, I guess. So there you go. All right, let's move on to...
RP Grinders Reviews.
Hey, Break, did you have a review this week?
I'm trying to think of what I've watched. There's some movies I need to watch. Nothing I can think of.
I tried to watch that Leonardo DiCaprio movie with Jennifer Lawrence. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but the beginning was kind of interesting. It's about a comet that's going to hit the Earth and stuff. But I'll try to.
The previews look pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
Like they're freaking out the world's going to end, and everybody's just joking about it and dismissing it. And everybody, right. I was like, oh, this is America right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a commentary on the U.S. right now. Yeah. So.
Like if a meteor was to become at this planet and they announced it on the news, half of the population would freak out, and the other half of the population would sit and laugh at them because they think they're stupid.
Right, right. All right.
We'd be getting laughed at. Oh, I'd be one of the people getting laughed at for being stupid because, you know, the world's fucking ending.
Right. I have a review, and I'm going to do it non-spoilerific. Eric reviewed this movie, Spider-Man No Way Home. Long story short, I agree with most of what Eric said, but in all honesty, I'm going to give it a lower score. I thought it was the weakest entry of the trilogy, and I'll tell you why. I felt that this was Sony and Marvel's way of kind of jettisoning Spider-Man out of the Marvel universe. I don't see a way forward for them to continue.
They already have another movie planned, though. So,
well, I think it's just going to be a Sony movie. I don't think it's going to be part of the MCU. I could be wrong on that, Eric, but the way that they ended that movie just seemed to me like this was them bowing out of the MCU. I don't know, man. I just wasn't as impressed as everybody else was. I thought the multiverse thing was fairly interesting. You know, the different Spideys was interesting. But it just, overall, to me, felt kind of flat overall. I mean, I still think it's a good...
I mean, I can think of it this way. Maybe it's a way to get Tom Holland out of the MCU, but not Spider-Man, so...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea, but... I mean, they're stupid because Holland, I mean, as evidenced by the movie itself, Holland is the best Spider-Man by far, I think. I don't think there's been a better version. I mean,
he's going to show up in, like I said, he's going to show up in more movies.
Yeah. I don't know, man. The way that they did things, they kind of like just took all the previous Spider-Man movies and basically made them moot and non-existent, pretty much, by curing everybody, you know, so...
But they didn't really, because they're from separate universes compared to the movies.
No, I get it, but they just kind of undermined everything that went on in those movies, and I just think it was... a way of pandering to both studios and presenting it to an audience and you know, making it seem like to me anyways, the way I took it is like, okay guys, here's Tom Holland's swan song. You're no longer going to see him in a proper Spider-Man movie in the MCU, so, you know, have at it, you know, and it's like, okay, I mean, I guess. I mean, it was fine. I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't, you know, bad by any stretch.
To be fair, his implementation in the MCU wasn't exactly utilized the best anyway.
No, I agree. Well, I mean, that's to be debated. I thought it was fine. I mean, I look, Spider-Man is super popular, right? But to me, in the grand scheme of things, he wasn't like a major player to begin with. You know what I mean? As far as like Marvel storylines, I mean, I know his storylines itself, like the Spidey storylines stood on their own. But in the grand scheme of things, like in the cosmos view of the MCU, I mean, Spider-Man is just but one hero, you know? So, I mean, he was just the neighborhood-friendly Spider-Man, you know? And that's I mean, pretty much stuck to, like, petty crimes and, you know, stuff like that. Nothing, I mean, other than, like, the Venom storylines,
but, like, Carnage. Even in the comics, though, he wasn't a permanent fixture in the Avengers.
Yeah, anyway. So that's what I'm saying. So
he's going to have to leave anyway, so why complain about that?
I still have to watch Hawkeye Freak 5. I watched half of Hawkeye. I'm not super impressed. I thought it was okay. Do you have any porn to review? Not this week. I mean, I guess I could next week. I don't know. But I don't know. Overall, I think I give it a 7 out of 10. I thought it was okay. Slightly better than okay. You know, so that's why I'm giving it a 7 out of 10. I didn't find it like, I mean, I found the multiverses interesting. I mean, and the thing to highlight was that Andrew Garfield is by far the worst Spider-Man out of all of them. I mean, no doubt. You know, I mean, I think this movie proves beyond a shadow of a doubt who the real, you know, hierarchy of the Spider-Mans and stuff. But I don't know. It was an interesting idea, and they're going to parlay that into the Doctor Strange movie, which I definitely am interested in, because if the What If entry with Doctor Strange was any indication, then it's going to be a good movie. So, you know, I don't know. It's just a good movie. Anyways. Okay. Eric, I didn't see any reviews on your end, so I'm assuming nothing. Breakman, are you back? Can somebody tell Breakman? Are you back, Breakman? Tell Breakman to come back. Eric in chat.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, do we have you back? Do we have Breakman back? Put on your headset, Breakman. No, yes, spoilers.
I'm
okay.
Here.
Stinko of the week, Breakman. Stinko.
My Stinko. I have so many. I don't know where to begin. All right, here. Let's start with this one. What's today, Frank?
Friday.
What the what?
Well, the 7th. Yes.
Oh, it's
yes.
The 7th of January. Did something happen in America? Like, maybe about a year ago.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that for sure, Breakman, in our free for all. That's our topic for free for all. But what did you want to say?
Okay, well then let's move on with that one. I'll just move on from that one because I have plenty more.
Okay.
Last year and this year, the last few weeks have been very death heavy. There have been a lot of like people, mm-hmm. a lot of people have died, like mm-hmm. celebrity wise and such, like. I'm just going to go ahead and name the three legends that died in the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I do mean absolute legends.
Yes.
The first one being John Madden.
Yeah.
When gamers think of football, they think of John Madden. And as they should, because if it wasn't for him, like, football games would never have been as good. He was a heavy influence in getting things to be right with the game. He wanted gamers to really experience football when they played it.
Yeah.
And yeah. You know, obviously he was a legend in the football sport, and we all know him as an announcer, as a coach, and all that. And so he died, and then you know, I think was it New Year's Eve? Betty White died.
Yep.
At 99, just a few weeks before her birthday. And Mrs. Freak's aunt died just a couple days after Christmas.
Oh my goodness!
You know, man. A lot of people just died.
Wow.
The legendary actress and animal rights activist, legendary actor and animal rights activist, let's say. And then today we got the news that Sidney Poitier died.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just so many, and the legendary actor Sidney Poitier. Just so many Legends lately.
Yeah. Digital Pigeons in chat. What's up, Digital Pigeon? Nice to have you in there. Freak 5 says, Stinkos, the day after Grandma's funeral, Mrs. Freak got sick and was in the hospital for about half a week. Ooh, that's no bueno. Damn. Couple days after Christmas, Mrs. Freak's aunt died. Gee-miny, holy cow. We have a squirrel in our basement. It tries to climb up through our vents. Oh, that's awful, too.
Andy's under attack by a squirrel, dude.
I know.
Fuck, man. Wow.
That's crazy, man. I mean, you just had a plethora of stinkos. I mean, those were kind of bottled up over 2 weeks break. So just awful news for sure. Anything else, break?
Yeah. I got one more. Just one more terrible thing. I talked a lot about gun violence last year, and we now have the record. We know that 2020 has the most gun violent deaths in American history. So awesome! Great job, guys.
Yeah.
No, outside of like war, but anyway.
Yeah.
There was an incident a little before Christmas. I think, or was it right after Christmas, maybe? We didn't get a chance to talk about it, but there was a man in a clothing shop. I don't know what he was on or why he was acting this way, but he was swinging around a chain of a bike, and he was attacking people with that. So the police decided to rush in with an assault rifle to take this guy down.
Wow.
You know, because why bring a, you know, regular pistol when you can bring why would you bring like a gun to a knife fight when you can bring a tank,
right? For instance. Right.
So in his anxiousness to take down the guy with the bike chain, you know, the guy with the assault rifle, the cop killed an innocent bystander, just a young teenage girl. There's not going to be any charges against this cop. Because it was just a horrible accident, quote unquote.
Well,
you know,
cops can do no wrong, Brakeman.
And what's that? What's it called again, Frank?
Qualified immunity.
Qualified. Thank you.
Yeah.
If the cop had not rushed in there with an assault rifle, that child would still be alive.
Yep.
Fact. Yep. I mean, that's a fact, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Instead, a teenage girl died in her mom's arms. Right around Christmas. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Because of a gun-happy cop.
Yep.
Who's, you know, going to get away with murder.
Yeah, of course. They always do, man. I mean, almost always. Like 99% of the time. So.
And he'll get he'll get the defenders. Well, he's going to feel bad about this for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah.
Woman has lost her child.
Right.
Like, how the fuck do you think she's going to feel for the
right.
rest of her life?
As bad as he feels, I'm pretty sure the mom is going to feel worse. So fuck his feelings and fuck him. You know, so. Yeah. Anything else that you can drag us down with, Brakeman?
No, I think I've dragged them up. Your turn.
Eric, your turn. Do you have anything this week?
No.
All right. I have a couple. I mean, you mentioned a couple. Betty White and Sidney Poitier passing. They both were super old. I mean, it's never easy to lose people that you grew up with and loved as actors and actresses and stuff like that.
But it's just unusual for so many like legendary people to die within such a short period of time. Because usually it's like a legend will die and then we get to talk about that person for at least a month before somebody else dies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was just like, here you go. Here's wham, wham, wham. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Plus, like there were several like minor like celebrity deaths, like. I can't remember the names of these people, but football players, musicians, and actors. So.
Yeah.
I can't remember any names right.
I've got a new problem for the new year. My right arm decides that it wants, like, from the shoulder to my elbow, decides that all of a sudden it just wants to go numb. So there's that, you know. I mean, that's new for 2022. So there you go.
That could be something with your neck if you're having, like, or your neck or your shoulders.
I am
problems with your arm.
I am actually having problems with the right side of my neck. Break and that I thought I hate chiropractors, but I'm thinking of going to one just to like jostle some things around on the right side of my neck.
Maybe you should look into like a medical masseuse instead.
Yeah, maybe that might be but see, money is a factor. Like the chiropractors are much cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, much cheaper.
True.
You know, so. Oof. Freak says, I'm playing D&D game on Sunday. I'm playing an awakened raccoon who is a warlock. Ooh, that sounds kind of cool. So, yeah. All right, let's...
What's awakened?
I know. I'm like.
What's he mean by an awakened raccoon?
That's like a D&D term. He'll have to explain it to you. I haven't played D&D in forever, man. You know?
Me either. That's what I was asking.
Yeah. Maybe he'll explain in chat. But let's move on to happier thoughts, shall we, gentlemen?
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, you're Sweeto of the week.
Remember how we were just talking about cops and how they 99.9% of the time get away with murder and such like that?
Yeah.
Well, one cop didn't. What was her name again? Kim Potter has been convicted of murder and sent directly to prison. This was the woman who they pulled the guy over for whatever stupid reason it was. I forget. It was something really stupid. And she was the one who said, I'm going to use my taser, and then pulled out the gun and shot him. And was like, oh, my God, I thought I used my taser. That woman.
Yeah. I actually talked to a couple of actual policemen about that, Breakman, and they said there is no way in fucking hell you don't know the feel of a gun as opposed to the feel of a taser. I don't care if it's in the middle of action, the beginning, whatever. You have plenty of chance to know that it's not a gun. So it's just all those myths that people were bringing around, you know, just bullshit. You know, just bullshit.
Yeah, we talked about that at the time, that those people, you know, you can tell the difference between a taser and a gun. Yeah. You are trained. I mean, she'd been a cop for what, like 20 years or something like that? Like, she knows what a gun feels like and what a taser feels like.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Freak 5 is basically playing Rocket Raccoon. D&D style, as a warlock.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, there you go.
So, shooting everything on sight and bragging about it. Awesome.
Yeah. So, any other Sweetos break?
No, that's really it. I can think of.
All right. Okay. Eric, any Sweetos?
No.
All right. I got a couple of Sweetos. The idiots were sentenced in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery today, and I'm making a distinction here because it's not the Ahmaud Arbery trial, it's the idiots trial. He was not on trial. The idiots were for murdering Ahmaud Arbery. So two of them got life without the possibility of parole, and the other one got life with the possibility of parole. So I think justice was kind of served. I mean, it's not no solace to the family of Ahmaud Arbery. I'm hoping that they go for a big, you know, settlement, civil settlement somewhere along the line and end up with a ton of money. But I think that's fair. I just think that if you it's a modern day lynching without the lynching. Right. So I think if you do that type of thing and you kill somebody like how Ahmaud Arbery was hunted down and killed, and the judge put it very, very eloquently in the courtroom. And I hope they go for an appeal and get denied real quickly because they were guilty, definitely guilty on all counts or most counts. So
we definitely need to be concerned about how they tried to cover it up in the first place. Not,
yes.
I mean, not them, yes. But like the state itself.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to just dismiss them and like, no, they're fine. It was self-defense, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck it was.
Yeah.
This
was
a modern-day lynching, and they're dumb enough to record it, thank God.
Yeah. And luckily, I heard the prosecutor actually did a decent thing. She called for them to not make money off of this trial. So even when they're in jail, they will not be able to make money off the Aubrey name and what occurred there. So that's actually an added plus to I've never thought I would say this, but to the prosecutor. So good on them. Second Sweeto I got this week is King Soopers, commonly known as Kroger, amongst other people not in Denver or the surrounding area. Their workers are striking starting next week because of unfair wages and practices and a bunch of bullshit that's going on. So I think people are finally starting to wake up and say, you know what, not enough money is being offered. Now, if you don't think that that's right, you know what King Soopers is offering temporary workers during this strike, and I mean temporary. They're offering temporary workers $18 an hour when they can't even pay some tenured people that type of money. So that tells you everything you want to know about the strike. So I hope, my hope is that this union will make them fucking pay what these workers are worth, because a lot of them have a lot of tenure, 10, 15, 20 years working with this piece of shit company, Kroger. So going on strike, not a bad thing. Good for them. I hope they get everything that they want and more. And I hope that supposedly it's going on for 3 weeks, which is very good. I mean, Kroger is going to have a big time problem when all their workers go on strike. Trust me on this. They're going to want to negotiate because they can't. They can hire all the temporary workers they want. It's just not going to work. So that's good on them.
Hey, Frank.
Yes.
I used to work for Kroger.
Oh, well, do you understand how bad it is?
Back in college, I worked for Kroger.
Yeah.
I worked in the seafood meat department and was getting paid $4.90 an hour.
Ooh, I mean, you're really breaking in the dough there, Brakeman. I mean, you know.
Back in that time, that was the – back in the mid-90s, they raised the minimum wage from $4.40, I think, at the time, to $5.10. And at that point, I got a raise to $5.10.
Ooh. I mean, you're
so
really living it up.
So I was making the same amount as the teenagers that were also getting. Well, I mean, I was a teenager too, but I mean, I was working in a department, whereas the guys who are the high school kids that were in there just for a couple hours a day making the same wage as them.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I didn't stick around long.
Yeah,
because when they finally did give me a raise, it was to $5.35.
Ooh, wow! You were really living the high life then. I bet. It's like when I was working at Good Times, I was making like $4.25 an hour. But if you were there every day and made it on time, they raised your wage to like $4.65 an hour. It's like, ooh. Wow, whole 40 cents more an hour. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. But if you were 1 minute late one day, they would take that 40 cents away from you. So, oof, you know, I mean, it just, whatever. Freak 5 says, Sweetos, his daughter turned 14 yesterday and his birthday is on Sunday. Well, happy birthday in advance, Freak 5. Hope you get a bunch of cool stuff. He's going to see No Way Home on Wednesday. So, there you go. Yeah, I mean, meh.
Well, I noticed that they added Far From Home to Hulu, so I'm going to finally watch that this week.
Yeah, watch it, man. That's a good
I'm
movie.
I'm going to catch up the last year.
I know. Another stinko, he was taking a shit at work today. Well, nobody wanted to hear that. I went to wipe and there was no toilet paper in the stall.
Well, you laugh at him, you're evil.
I think that's funny as hell, man.
Well, the story doesn't end because he's texted somebody to get him some toilet paper, and I'm guessing that person told him to kiss their ass or something.
Oh my god, that's funny as hell. Just get your ass up and go to the next stall, man. Come on, man. Or is it just the one?
Waddle over to the next stall.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
Oh, spread legged and shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, we've all had to do that walk at some point, you know, I mean, come on. Or just use your underwear and toss them. You know, I did that once. I'm like, you know, fuck it.
Somebody and then went back to Kroger. I'm just saying that I wholly support those people striking because, yes, Kroger does heavily underpay people.
Yeah.
Heavily.
Yeah, they should pay all their workers minimum $18 an hour. How about that for a start? If you can afford temporary workers for $18 an hour, let's start paying these people. And the people with tenure, let's get them some money too, more money. You know, $20, $25 an hour. They deserve it. They've been there a while, you know.
They trusted me to run register with hundreds of dollars, and I would have thousands of dollars worth of product, and I'd be by myself, you know, but they can only pay me, you know, less than $6.
I know, $5 an hour. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, like they're making money hand over fist, and I'm watching it go away. You know?
I know. Last one that I got for you is Brakeman gave me a really cool gift of some e-cards, and let me go through the embarrassment of riches that I got with them, guys. Are you ready? I got SteamWorld Dig. I got SteamWorld Dig 2. My big purchase was this next one, Axiom Verge 2. I think that one cost me like $17. Morbid, The Seven Acolytes, which I thought looked interesting. Dragon Quest 1, 2, and 3. And the final game that I got for a whopping $2 was Saints Row the Fourth Remastered. So I just got an embarrassment of riches on my Switch, which I thought was... I made the best... I think I ended up paying for all those games like a buck and change, Breakman. Because, you know, you always spend a little bit more, you know, than your gift cards. That's kind of how gift cards work, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a bunch of games, man. Like a bunch of games.
Let me see. I bought a... What did I buy? I'm trying to remember what did I buy with the card you gave me. Shit. There's actually some points I haven't spent yet, but I got a few of the smaller games that were on sale, and I can't remember what they are right to the top of my head.
Yeah.
I'll have to check later. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
I got all the Smash expansion passes and the Pokemon expansion pass.
That's awesome. That's cool. Right on. So there you go.
So have you tried out the any of the new characters?
No. I'm playing other things for the moment.
No, that's cool. Yeah, there are three bathrooms at work. Two of them have one stall and one urinal. The other one has two stalls and two urinals. You need to have that place shut down. That's ridiculous. That's just not enough stalls. Not enough toilet paper. They should be penalized heavily.
Okay, there's content.
The two stalls is the one where the Jizzergeist haunted.
Remember the Jizzergeist story, guys? That was classic, man. Love that story. But all right, well, let's move on. Those are all my sweetos for this episode, for the first of the year. But you know, quite a few sweetos. So you know, I mean, starting off the year with a bang. But let's go to our free for all. Y'all. It's a free for all. Little man. Yeah, it's a free for all. Wow. All right, no tournament this month, guys. We're gonna do some topics, and then we'll get back to tourney next month. I haven't really decided. We'll decide last week of January.
We definitely need to go back to games because we did lots of not games.
Yeah, we're gonna do that, but. In lieu of that, this month we are going to be doing some topics. This topic I knew would be a hotbed because yesterday was January 6th. And Breakman, I think we'll start with you because you actually had this in your sweeto. So what was your stinko?
I
misspoke. Stinko. What was your stinko going to be? And then we'll parlay that into a chat about January 6th.
So last year, one day ago, so 366 days, 357 days is what I meant, 66 days. I don't even know how to count. Anyway, do you know what the kid with no arms got for Christmas? Asked Freak.
No, we don't.
I don't want to answer that, and I'm moving on. So anyways.
He got Jack's arms?
Jacked arms.
Did he get the magical versions from the last Mortal Kombat movie?
Yeah.
He hasn't opened it yet. That's so mean.
You did this a while ago too. You're terrible.
So mean, man. So mean, Freak Five. You should
exile him.
I'm the one that's supposed to be doing the offensive jokes and stuff here.
Are you not going to use your power, Breakman? Because this is such an egregious thing.
Yeah. I'm going to have to exile Frank for this.
Me? Why me? Son of a bitch. Damn it, that's the first time I've ever been exiled and I didn't even do nothing. Holy shit. Alright, anyways. How dare you, Breakman. I can't wait till I get my exile powers back. I'm going to do one just to spite right, you.
So anyway, last year we know that Violent Mob tried to wreck the Capitol. They went in there rushing in. Not all of them were in there rushing in to go after people, but a certain amount of people were. There were a certain amount of people who were just walking through and thought it was the coolest thing ever. Thought it was like a tourist trip to, oh, we're invading the Capitol, yay!
With weapons.
He said that I wanted to, that's another
dare you, yeah, Freak Five.
we also know there was a lot of violent people in there, and there were people in there that were intending to kill public officials, including our vice president and the Speaker of the House. Two people who I think are dirt shit human beings, but I would not wish murder on anybody.
Right, right, right.
So anyways, it's been a year since then, and how many – and we know that before it started, Donald Trump had a conference, and he riled people up, and he told them to march on the Capitol. And then we're going to go down there and we're going to stop them from doing this and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't imagine all that stuff. That happened, right?
Yes, it did happen.
Well, a year later, how come none of the main people have been arrested yet?
Right, right. None of the politicians have been arrested yet. I mean, that's...
None of the politicians, none of the, like, the main, like, leaders of... Well, none of the Fox News people, none of the politicians, none of, like, the, have they arrested the Proud Boys? That's what the name I'm trying to think of.
No.
Proud Boys leader.
No, none of them have been arrested. No.
So, none of the people responsible for an attempt to overthrow our election over a year later have been even arrested.
Yeah.
Or charged.
But a lot of, like, 700 people have been arrested, mainly the normal, the quote-unquote... normal people, the followers that went in there, of course, because they're peons, right? None of them are big time players in this grand scheme of things.
We can pretend that we're doing something even though we're not.
Right, right, exactly.
And Merrick Garland held a conference yesterday saying how, like, oh, we're going after these people and stuff, and nobody's exempt. Really, it's a year later, and the person who blatantly got these people going, Donald Trump, it walks around still claiming the election stolen from him.
Mm-hmm.
He's still doing the same shit that started it. He was going to do a press conference.
Last time I checked, eliciting a riot or inciting a riot was a federal crime. So I agree.
It's even worse because he was trying to get them to overthrow the election.
Right, right. Which the last time I checked,
did he actually tell him to, or did he do everything short of that so he could get plausible deniability?
Plausible deniability.
They never do it outright, say it anymore, but when you've riled the crowd up, like, there's no question that he riled the crowd up and that he did nothing for 2 hours. He did not call for help. He did not call for them to stop or anything. He was apparently just watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and at that point, you could just get them for dereliction of duty, and they didn't even do that.
Yeah. Like, there's so much crime committed by Donald Trump, and there's been zero accountability.
And his cronies like Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows, who's a weaselly
Steve
fucking
Bannon.
Traitor and should be in jail for the rest of his life, and you know, all the like people like Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump and Eric Trump, and I mean the list just goes on and on. Jason Miller. You know, you could just name one. Steve Bannon should be in jail for a good chunk of time, probably like 30, 40 years with no chance of parole. Who else? I mean, there's just Roger Stone.
Did you say Josh Hawley? Hawley
should be in jail. Roger Stone should definitely be in jail.
Who was it that was running tours the day before to try and get the people, like... showing them where to go.
What's
her name?
Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene or Boebert?
The other one. Boebert? Maybe it was Greene. Yeah, her.
They should be in jail. You know, and I'm not saying this as a partisan thing either, all right? If this was Democrats, I'd say the same fucking thing.
This was an attempt to overthrow our election. It doesn't matter what party attempted to do it.
Right.
These people need to be in prison.
Absolutely.
Plain and simple.
100. I totally agree. So that kind of plays into this January 6th thing, right? It was a very somber time, right? I mean, I don't care what party you believe in, whether it be Republican or Democrat, watching those people go in there, I don't think there's any disagreement. Both Republicans, normal regular Republicans and normal regular Democrats can both agree, right? The people that stormed the Capitol were fucking wrong, right?
And for a few days, most Republicans were in on that too. Like, they were like, this is horrible, like, the president's responsible and stuff like
right.
that. And then they all just, you know, their tails got all the way back up their asses, and they ran and hid behind Trump.
Even,
like, we're sorry, sir. We didn't mean to say that bad stuff about you.
Even somebody like fucking Hannity was screaming at Mark Meadows to do something, right? I mean, this is what's come out in the time since. I mean, there's still fallout. I mean,
meanwhile, he was on TV downplaying it and saying that like this was staged and like, or what's Tucker been spreading, that it's they were set up by the FBI or something. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, any conspiracy theory under the sun, they'll run with, you know, as long as it gets some ratings. SofaCal's in chat, and Caxips06 is in chat. What's up, people? And Sony PlayStations is in chat too. So I just want to make mention of them.
Breakman is a kid. So is there going to be a little kid wearing a lot of plaid, I'm guessing?
Oh my God, we got to check this out.
Backwards hat. Yeah, that's pretty accurate, actually.
Let's see. Let's. Oh my God, this is awesome. Hold on, I'm going to get a. Right here. Let me put this up on screen. Right here. This is Break as a Kid. I don't want to get copyright, so I'll just put up the picture. But this is the package, apparently. So there you go. Break as a Kid with the backwards hat and the Bieber haircut, the young Bieber haircut. What? What? What are you laughing at, Break? What? What are you laughing at?
He's awesome.
Oh, the kid. Yeah. I like the chain around his neck and the what is that? The virtual reality.
Man. He's a horrible little shit.
So there you go. So yeah, January 6th, guys.
Oh, that's why I watched the movies. He saw that little kid saying that. Like, I've seen thousands of titties. I don't want to see you, scissor. little asshole.
Right. So, and you know what? Democrats are fucking spineless too, Breakman, and I'll tell you why. Because they're having this moment of solidarity on January 6th, and they're playing it up politically, right? Instead of saying, this is just fucking horrible and we shouldn't do it, right? And these are the measures we're taking to make sure it doesn't happen again. Like, I don't know, arresting the politicians that were complicit, like the people that we mentioned, you know, holding them accountable, like Jim Jordan and Josh Hawley and Mark Meadows, and who else can we name? I mean, there's a plethora of pieces of shit out there.
So many of them who voted against impeachment, voted against certifying the election.
Yes.
Like,
traitors.
God, are you
traitors.
Fucking serious? Yeah, they're exactly that. They're traitors.
Yeah, traitors. You know, so.
It's sad and it's scary, especially that they're not being punished, because it means they're going to try harder next time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a matter of time before we get some sort of violent coup, either now or later. And it could be from Democrats. Let's not put it past a Democrat, you know, despot. So,
One of these, one of the parties is about to take over. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
Right now, it looks like it's going to be Republicans.
It's going to be the Republicans. I mean, for sure. There's no doubt. Just, I mean, we've talked about.
They're so much better at messaging than the Democrats are, for one thing.
The Democrats aren't stupid. They're doing it on purpose because they like the status quo. They like things to stay in the middle.
But basically, the Republicans have mastered the disinformation.
Yes.
Just, you know, say whatever. Pretty much you can get away with whatever you want. Just as long as you get them all riled up and please them, you know. If you give them enemies to hate, they're all on board usually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, disinformation is their game, and they're very good at it, no doubt. But I tell you what.
And like you said, the Democrats completely complicit in it because they don't want to change the status quo. Because
right.
Nancy Pelosi likes getting rich off the stock markets. She obviously she doesn't want to change anything because it's a free market, as she said. Yeah. Well, bitch, you've got advantages that the rest of us don't have. How is that a free fucking market?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Nancy Pelosi. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
And Freak 5 says, you know what is hilarious? I agree with you, by the way, Breakman. Fuck Nancy Pelosi. She's a piece of shit, and most Democrats are Democrats. And most Republicans are, too. There are a couple of principled ones, but... you know,
they just want to uphold the status quo, which is them getting rich.
Right. Essentially, that's exactly
and maintaining
right.
Power.
Have you noticed how they never vote down a raise when it comes to vote? They never do.
Right.
So,
they were quick to reinstate it too after they'd froze it for a couple of years. Uh-huh. They're like, well, since then inflation's gone up so much, but what about minimum wage? Well, we can't because
it'll ruin our economy and it'll hurt small businesses.
It'll blow up the budget.
Yeah.
And the deficit, we can't do it because of the deficit.
Deficit.
Obviously.
Always the deficit. Deficit.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So let's go get some tax breaks to the rich, too. We can do that.
Oh, yeah. All day long. All day long. We can do that. Let's see. Freak 5 says, you know what is hilarious? The gun nut assholes on the right who want a civil war, the first thing that happens if their side wins is a new constitution that makes guns illegal. Yeah, you see? I mean, be careful what you wish for, because there you go. You know, that says it in a nutshell. Freak 5 is very succinct. That's, you know, that could be your future. So, you know. And all these people that think there's going to be a civil war and that they're total badasses, just watch the military just wipe you out. I mean, let's just put it that way.
These people talking about civil war, how are you going to manage a civil war? Back in the 1800s, the 19th century, states were heavily divided.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, it's not like that. We're all globally connected. We can talk to each other on the internet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the voices are widely different between neighbors in each state, you know?
Yeah.
So if you want to go to civil war just because you do doesn't mean your neighbors don't want to or the people in the next city want to.
Yeah, and like I said, you know how quickly the military would stamp out any fucking inkling of a civil war? Mm-hmm. It would be like Muhammad Ali versus a baby with all your stupid guns, right? You could have a fucking arsenal and it wouldn't do anything against the military of this country. You know, I know that the military doesn't outweigh the amount of guns, but are you kidding me? I would bank on our military to win that war. I would put every possession I have up right now. Citizens versus the military. I guarantee the military would come out on top. Guaranteed. And it wouldn't be a good thing either to have that happen. Because what happens at the end of that?
I just remembered, I do have a stinko. But
just the fact that these Americans think about killing other Americans.
I know. It's gross. It's gross. What were you saying, Eric?
I had a stinko, but I kind of decided against it. Because, how many times are we going to talk about this moron called the Pope?
Oh God!
Oh yeah, I saw
that.
He
said recently about having pets over having children was selfish. Apparently,
what? Wait, yeah. What now? What now?
Raising pets instead of raising kids, or deciding not to have kids at all?
Not have kids.
I'm a selfish person because I don't.
Even
have
though
kids,
it's even though it's pets. More selfish right. To want to have brought another life into this world that you're gonna
right.
Pollute the environment with because of all the resources they're going to consume in addition to yourself.
Yeah, the Pope's a whack job.
I just like the same people that don't want abortion, or want them to, you know, have these kids.
Never mind all the reasons for not wanting to have kids that are legitimate.
Well, here's the thing. How can you be anti-abortion and pro-death penalty? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
And they don't have anything to do with the kids once they're born. Like
no adoption help. No, none of that.
Well, I shouldn't say the Pope's against welfare. The Pope's not against welfare, but most right. Those type of
people. Totally against all that. Even though welfare is like a small portion of our tax dollars, right?
Yeah.
I mean, comparatively speaking, to the military and
they've convinced
everything else.
People that that some jobs are way lesser, you know, and that people. That there are people, everyone should be working to...
Because the last thing anybody should do is listen to the advice of an old man who hasn't been involved in the world in his entire life,
right.
Pretty much.
Right. That's exactly right, Eric. Exactly right. And Freak 5 says, the same guy who hasn't had kids. You're right. Right.
As far as we know, I mean, popes say one thing but do another.
Right. I don't know. It's ridiculous. I think that's going to wrap it up for this week, though, guys. I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
he also thinks it's a lot like, and doing that consistently leads to a loss of humanity. It's as if it's like the only purpose a woman has is to
is to breed. Right. I mean, it's absurd. It's absurd. I mean, this, look.
Of course, this is the church that doesn't let women become priests.
I can't wait till the Catholic Church is just non-existent and I mean, it's already irrelevant, right?
I kind of want to start a series called Serious Questions for Catholics, and how do you reconcile being part of an organization that is so backwards when you yourself aren't?
Right. Freak Five says,
and Freak brings up a huge point.
Yep.
Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, I was just going to say, speaking of Freak Five, he wants more kids because unwanted kids are more likely to stay silent about the abuse of his employees. So that's exactly right. How many times has the Catholic Church, we've chronicled it on this.
Turned a blind eye to childhood abuse, but let's have more kids.
More than turn a blind eye, they've implemented gag orders so that
you're right. I'm sorry, they've enabled, they've helped, they've sent they've sent these people to other places to molest other kids
100.
In other countries, you know?
100. Just 100. On that note, everybody, Happy New Year. we're happy to have a new year for you guys. We're going to have lots of fun stuff on the show, as always. But it's back to business as normal. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
Fuck me. You can follow me at break underscore man on Twitter. No, wait a minute. Shit.
Wow. Off to a great start. Off to a great start, RP Grinders.
No, you can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter. Or you could ask Dear Breakman a question or just criticize us or whatever.
All right. Eric, plugs, please.
You can find me on bostonbashgraydeck.com. I write reviews there for games. And I provide audio reviews for other games on the feed. I haven't done anything this week. I just got too wrapped up in La Palana to actually record anything today or the days before. I'll definitely do something tomorrow.
All right.
I've just either been feeling kind of off or just really focused on playing the game.
Yeah.
To actually record anything, but I can break myself away from it for a couple minutes tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you want to support Eric's efforts to continue bringing us great reviews,
I've actually lost one supporter, so I could use more patrons.
Yeah. Yep, Eric could use more patrons on his Twitter feed at EricRPG. Make sure you go there. That's where his information for the link for the Patreon. Is there, so it'd be really nice to have you join on in and support his efforts to give us great reviews and all the hard work that he does.
At the very least, even if I don't do anything tomorrow, I am going to upload the first two episodes of a retrospective for Metroid.
Yeah. Freak 5 is... Oh, I can't do it. Breakman. I need your help.
What did he do? I
need your help.
Bernie's OnlyFans. She shot bottle rockets out of her ass for New Year's. Whoa! Now that's a show. Holy crap!
How dare you, Breakman? I'm gonna remember these too.
Does that mean her methane's igniting the
spark? Methane.
Oh shit! Like, so you didn't light it? You let her fart light it?
Oh my god!
That's what you're saying?
Oh my god!
Or did you? Or did you have like the bottle rockets by the ass?
This is the worst. You're the worst, Breakman.
Like a candle lit, and you farted and blew the flame onto the
Never gonna bet. I'm never gonna bet, Breakman. This is not gonna be a condition of our bets going forward. I can guarantee you that. Anything else, Eric?
Not really.
All right, you could follow me.
Be safe out there because the weather is getting worse.
Yeah,
goddamn cold today.
Yep. You could follow me on. Well, it's warm here, 60 degrees and beautiful. It was earlier, sunny. You can follow me.
Yeah, that's what I meant by getting worse. It probably shouldn't be that warm.
I know. Probably shouldn't at all. You could follow me on. Let's see. Sounds like Break is about to subscribe. How dare you, Freak Five? I can't wait to give you like. It's a, sort of like.
You need a mouth to subscribe.
Beavis and Butthead on No Laughing. That's going to be me when I get my exile powers back.
She gave me a friends and family lifetime discount.
Oh, God damn it, Breakman. God damn it. You can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. Also, I want to plug this channel. It's really cool for gamers. If you like the old school arcade beat 'em up type style games, there's one that plays them 24/7. It's Kawaii Games, and it's the 24/7 arcade video games channel. And it's fucking awesome. I mean, they have the old school classics like Double Dragon and all those kind of games, right? The old school beat 'em up games, and it's a joy to watch because the dude just completes them all. Like it's 24/7 of classic arcade video games. So check out that channel. It's just really, really cool. I like it a lot. So what else do I got? I think that's about it. Do you guys have anything else before we take off?
Nope, I just need to remember to stay quiet during the outro since I was, noisy during the I'll try and stay zipped.
I know, we should do it during the intro instead of the outro this year, type thing. All right, that's about it for this week, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode of 2022. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Couldn't help yourself, could you?